Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, the crew with you and you here on the BetMGM Network. So Femi, our technical director on the show, the legendary Tyler Morales. Tyler is in Nashville right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's with a bunch of friends at an Airbnb, and he's working. He is wagertaining the masses, as per usual. Is this something that should be celebrated, or should he be mocked for this?
I think it's a celebration. I think that's dedication. I think that's 100%. Like, you were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles an hour ago. Like this is the opposite of that. Tyler, he's not seen. He hasn't been heard. But here he is in Nashville, where he could be doing cartwheels down Broadway, but he is literally wagertaining. Like, this is the kind of dedication that you want on a winning team. Tyler's not going to the media. I know I'm saying this about the guy that did request a trade a month ago.
He did request a trade. He publicly requested a trade.
He has done a complete 180. I'm even impressed, Tyler. I know you think I hate on you with these situations. I'm impressed with your dedication to the wagertainment.
I kind of think he's a massive loser.
He's with his friends.
They're working too. Tyler, what are you guys doing? He doesn't have his microphone. So now this is okay. Sorry.
I wanted to give him one. That's real convenient. I mean, we were talking about the 3 o'clock hour. Bring him on.
Tyler.
Set up.
Tyler, do you have your microphone?
Tyler, turn your camera on.
All right,
on,
pop
Tyler.
On here. So let's see it here. All right, so let's put Tyler on camera here. Let's see this air. We can guess how much this Airbnb costs per person. How many of you are in this house?
There's about six of us right now. I have one friend next to me.
Look at that window in the background. If there is a fire, you're all burning to a crisp. There's no way out. Like, you're all dead. Look at that window. Who is getting through that window? Mr. Fantastic? That's the smallest window I've ever seen. None of you are fitting through that if there's some kind of disaster.
Well, there's a porch outside. We can jump off the roof. We're on the third floor, so we're trying to avoid that. But yeah, there's six of us here right now. There's like three sleeping in the room with I'm at right now. But there's a bunch of us here. We're having fun.
There are guys sleeping in the room where you're wagertaining right now.
Yeah, my buddy is actually. Well, he's not sleeping. He was sleeping. He's on his phone right now next to me. He's just listening to us.
Have him come over.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good. It's all good.
Does he know FCC rules? If he does, have him come on.
Yeah, what's the problem?
We're going to avoid that.
Okay. Are we?
I think we should.
What are you guys doing tonight?
I don't know. At 6:01 Central Time, the show ends at 6 Central Time here. We're going to go get dinner. I don't know where we're going. I don't know where it's at, but we're going to be somewhere.
I heard a rumor a little earlier. I was hoping that you could confirm it or deny it for me. I just want to preface this by saying, I don't believe this is true. Like, I don't believe the rumor. But I just want to bring it up, just so you can slam dunk and say that it's not true. I heard a rumor that a certain member of the BetMGM network is on his way to Nashville.
I will deny that one, but I'll give him a call. We'll see what he's doing.
And he's bringing ice cream. And he's got your favorite ice cream, Tyler. And you and the glass man and a bunch of your buddies are going to be eating ice cream on the porch after the show today. And is there any truth to that rumor? No.
I love PJ. I will deny that 100%. Maybe me and my friends will eat ice cream later, but PJ will not be in attendance.
Please don't.
No, we won't. We won't.
Okay. Will you be hungover tomorrow for the show?
No, I'm an adult. I've been doing this, since I was 21. I think I can handle it. I'll be good tomorrow.
All right. That I respect and appreciate from Tyler. Tyler, thank you very much for being so dedicated to the wagertainment cause.
Someone's got to
We should applaud him.
Yep. You know what? I do applaud him. And to be fair, who would be, if Tyler couldn't do the show, Bill, who would be doing the show? I guess AI could fill in. Who would actually do it? Who would be the technical director today, Bill, if Tyler weren't here? Would it be Sean? Okay. All right. So we have good fill-in options. We have good options.
There we go.
Like when Jake's not here, like when Jake has to leave, we basically put the sunglasses on the pineapple. It's like the push buttons on the board. Jake is the one that I actually think we can afford to lose the least. I think Jake might be the best pound for pound. Anyway. All right. Let's Jake, are you on vacation next week?
Oh. Yeah, I ain't gonna be here.
You're out the whole week? Like Monday
See
through
ya.
Friday?
A long trip out of Chicago for Jake Hassan.
Wow, good for you. Where are you going?
I'm just going elsewhere in Illinois. I'm going to my parents for the holiday week.
That's awesome. We're only doing the show for a couple days anyway. Okay.
Yeah. Who's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Man, yeah. Who's filling in?
Jake,
do you
it.
Know? Oh, okay. So the guy that's filling in, so Grant is filling in. He does the Sunday show. I actually think Grant is excellent. So I like that. Okay. Very good. Tyler, you're joking, right? We have to get off of this now. We have to start talk college football.
I swear.
All right. This is like these things actually like
you don't have to go.
It's all just like I'm sorry to the audience that's not watching the show right now because you're missing a lot of comedy here. We will move on now and do the college football playoff rankings. Oh yes, we will be. Did you want to while I'm putting up a Christmas that's what I'll be doing. Putting up the Christmas tree in the house while we're
I'll be in Minnesota
listening to
freezing
yeah,
my ass
with your in-laws. Good time with with your wife's family. All right. Set it up, throw the imaging and let's get it here.
Yeah, let's go ahead. The college football penultimate week of the regular season coming up starting tomorrow, actually on Friday, but the real stuff is on Saturday. So what better time than to get to the college football countdown to break things out?
It's the college countdown.
Yeah.
The college countdown.
So just to be clear, when Bill Zimmerman first recorded that and we played it on the air last year, Bill lives in Huntington on Long Island. Bill's picture immediately went up in the post offices and on all the elementary schools in the area.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not let this man within 500 feet of the premises. Like, I'll tell
school,
you what.
Chuck E. Cheese.
I gotta tell you, I'm just saying, like, my daughter's too young, but if my daughter were like 4 and I heard that, I wouldn't want Bill Zimmerman around my kids. Just saying.
Bill moves in the neighborhood.
Yes. That's actually true. Bill had to go to, I'm kidding. It's a pretty heinous, it's a joke. Joke, is, everybody. It's a joke. Okay.
Bill's a
yes, good guy. Honestly, yeah. All right, he's a great guy. Also, it's a little creepy. What do we got, Femi?
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've heard that. Probably like an entire year since we've heard the college countdown. Yes.
Some would say not long enough. Not enough time has passed.
I enjoyed it. If anybody else out there enjoyed it, I think Miami is actually the biggest like point of contention with this playoff. I mean, that's been the argument that everyone has been talking about: Miami, Notre Dame, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have to have that argument here. But the Hurricanes, in reality, at BetMGM, their price is +300. They need like help to get into the postseason in addition to winning. So this Saturday, they're taking on Virginia Tech. They have Pitt next Saturday as well. If they win both of those games, okay, great. They did their job. But here's what else they need. They need Oklahoma to probably lose to either Missouri or LSU. That's what they need to happen. They also need BYU to take an L this Saturday against Cincinnati to kind of get the Cougars out of the picture for an at-large bid. And then they also need Texas Tech to make sure they take care of business in the Big 12 title game so that Texas Tech doesn't end up as an
at-large participant. And Utah, right? Utah's probably going to take an L also.
So, it's kind of implied almost. Like, if Texas Tech, because like if BYU loses, it's likely going to be Texas Tech versus Utah. And if Utah loses again to Texas Tech, I think Utah's just out of it. So, like, they need Utah and BYU to both take L, but it starts with BYU this Saturday. At 3-1, I like Cincinnati on Saturday. I don't know how you feel about that game.
We haven't talked about that one, but... Can I ask you this? I think if BYU wins and makes the Big 12 title game and loses again to Texas Tech, I think BYU's out. Do you agree or disagree with me?
I agree. They'll be out. Yeah. Because the Big 12, nobody really sees them as like that great of a conference. I think Texas Tech would be in if with a loss in the conference title game. Just because Texas Tech, I think, is elevated past
everyone else. I
Texan
no matter what. Can I ask a different question? What happens if BYU beats Cincinnati, Utah wins out, Texas Tech beats BYU in the Big 12 title game, and Utah ends with 2 losses? Utah or Miami?
I mean, they're telling us that they think Utah is a better team based on the rating. Now, like, that also might be because they don't want to have this Miami Notre Dame conversation.
It's complicated, right?
It's very complicated. And, like,
BYU beat
there's
Utah.
Some nefarious stuff going on. Correct.
Ooh, kind of nefarious stuff?
Well, I mean, I think that Alabama's at 10 because, like, they can keep them as a buffer between Notre Dame and Miami. That's why I think Alabama's 10. Like, honestly. Because, like, there's no way you look at both those resumes and say that Notre Dame should be ranked ahead of Bama. There's no way. I'm sorry. Like, I think they want to keep those two teams apart as long as possible to where it's not like, okay, well, now we have to talk about head-to-head. Sorry, Notre Dame, you lost. Now we have to take Miami. No, it's like if you have them far apart, it's like, well, Notre Dame's on a different tier than Miami is. So, like, that's why I think they're kind of keeping some of these teams as buffers. Now, from a betting standpoint, how do we take advantage of that? Like, I think you need these teams to start losing games. That's what you need. You need BYU to lose, and you need Utah to lose at least one more time, likely to Texas Tech, because that's the whole thing with the Big 12. If Cincinnati beats BYU, there's a good chance we have like a 5-way tie for that second place team in the conference, and likely going to be Utah that wins that tiebreaker, but there's like a bunch of different scenarios based off of opponent win percentage and all this stuff because the conferences are way too big now. But I think it's likely to be Utah versus Texas Tech, and then you'd need Texas Tech to take care of business. You want to talk about the SEC and the Big Ten? Because I think there's some fun stuff there as well.
I would like that. So do you have interest in doing something with Miami and the betting market for them?
I think if you like Miami, like now is the time to strike. Because I like Cincinnati on Saturday. Like Miami stuff aside, I do like Cincinnati +2.5. I like them to win the game, of course. If they win, I think Texas Tech will take care of business in the Big 12 title game to where as long as Miami just doesn't stub their toe, which it's crystal ball, they lost to Syracuse last year. So you never know. But
do you think Bama needs to lose for Miami to get in?
I don't think so. I think Bama's going to take care of it. Like, I think Bama's going to be fine. Like, that to me, I think Oklahoma's the bigger one that needs to lose than Bama. Because Oklahoma then beat Bama. I think if Oklahoma loses, Oklahoma's no longer in the picture. See you later.
Agreed.
Bye. You're no longer involved. So I think that's what you want if you're a Miami guy. Bama, they still have the SEC title game. Like, I think Bama's going to end up winning out, honestly. So, like, I guess in my mind, I don't think they're going to lose. But I'm assuming it would help if Bama lost. But I don't think that needs to happen. I think you want Oklahoma to make sure that they don't get a path to, like, hey, here's two lost Oklahoma with a win in Tuscaloosa. We're not going to leave them out. That's where it gets problematic for a team like Miami. Vanderbilt, they're plus 320. So a little bit longer than Miami. Miami's plus 300. Vandy's plus 320. Vandy, of course, has to win out. And, like, the big game for them is going to be next Saturday against Tennessee. Like, the biggest game in that rivalry in, like, I don't know, since I've been alive at least. They also need BYU to lose to Cincinnati. And I think they also need Texas Tech to take care of business as well. I think if those things happen, and I know Miami's ranked ahead of them, but a two-loss SEC team that beats Tennessee on Rocky Top, I think that Vandy would actually get in. And if it came down to Vandy versus Miami, I mean, it's Miami's a way bigger TV draw than Vanderbilt, but Vandy is an SEC team. And we know the committee thinks highly of the SEC and they think nothing of the ACC. That's why Miami's in this conversation to begin with. I think it's worth something to take a stab on Vandy at plus 320 if you believe that they can beat Tennessee, which is the biggest hill that they have to climb.
Yeah, very fascinating. Man. Trying to think of, like, what's the bet I like the most out of the ones that you brought up or otherwise. I'll tell you. You know I like... I'm betting Missouri plus the points and money line this weekend against Oklahoma.
That opens up things for Miami.
Yeah. Oklahoma, no, plus 150. I like that. I'll give you another one. I think USC might beat Oregon this weekend.
Oh, then you got to look plus 350 for the Trojans.
I think Oregon's out with a loss. I don't think Oregon makes it with two losses. No on Oregon's plus 200. The USC, yes, to Femi's point, is plus 350. And I talked about it yet. Like, I don't think Michigan's going to beat Ohio State. But if they did and beat Maryland this weekend, that would be fascinating.
Plus 750, Michigan.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to beat Ohio State, so I can't get there.
Yeah, that's...
I don't think so, but I think a lot of people think they can. And you know who was one of those people? I think our guest who will join us next. Pro sports better, Michigan superfan, Joey Knish, who I think has to victory lap about something he and I talked about on the show last week. Joey Knish joins us next. Best bets for college football this weekend here on a Thursday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.